This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. You know that cable network Current TV, founded by Al Gore? Well, it's got a new owner, Al Jazeera. The network launched by the tiny state of Qatar and funded by its emir. Al Jazeera wants to transform Current into a network called Al Jazeera America. But it's off to a rocky start, apparently. Professor Mohammed El-Nawawi teaches communications at Queen's University of Charlotte. He's the author of Al Jazeera, the story of the network that is rattling governments and redefining modern journalism. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a quick sketch of Al Jazeera. How many viewers does it have globally? Who watches it?
Because the Arab world does not have specific ratings like we have here in the U.S. with Nielsen, it's all based on anecdotal stories. So they claim to have more than between 40 and 60 million viewers. And of course, Al Jazeera has become sort of an empire. It started with Al Jazeera Arabic, and then they launched Al Jazeera Balkans. There is an Al Jazeera Turk in the works. They are talking about Al Jazeera Swahili. And of course, they have the Al Jazeera English, which is more of a global network.
So why did they buy Current TV here in the United States, a sort of little-known cable channel?
The U.S. market has been a very big challenge for Al Jazeera because of various reasons. Al Jazeera has sort of been stigmatized since its affiliation with the Bin Laden tapes in the aftermath of 9/11 and its negative coverage of the American war in Iraq. So many U.S. officials during the Bush administration have framed Al Jazeera very negatively to the extent of even referring to it as a terrorist organization. And this has really led many cable carriers to refrain from carrying Al Jazeera English on their packages.
In fact, Time Warner dropped Current TV right before the sale was announced. What do you think that's about?
Well, it's hard to tell, but I wouldn't dismiss the possibility that this would be a result of Al Jazeera purchasing that channel.
Do you think it has an anti-American bias?
It depends. Al Jazeera Arabic definitely has had an anti-American bias with regard to its coverage of American existence in Iraq, for example, and Afghanistan before it. But I don't think that the Al Jazeera presenters would go out of their way to bash the U.S. In fact, they try to always go out of their way to present the American point of view through, be it on the official level or the journalistic level.
What do you think Al Jazeera will have to do to make inroads in the U.S. market?
They would want to cover the stories because the American audience always likes to know what's happening in their own backyard. It's going to be a very hard sell for them to actually focus more on the global at this point. But so try to focus on the economy, for example, right now. That's the story that is in the headlines. Try to hire some of the popular news faces. Maybe if they can do so, they can recruit some of the popular faces that are affiliated with other networks. The household names in American news, they have done that with Al Jazeera English by recruiting some of the figures in the global news organizations.
Mohammed El-Nawawi of Queen's University of Charlotte, thanks very much.
Thank you.